Blog Talk Radio.
Fashion in the Know with Frankie J. Today we're going to be talking about boutiques in Baltimore. Baltimore has a large amount of boutiques, mainly for women. That's the one problem that we have here in Baltimore. There's even some boutiques for the little ones, but there's not many boutiques for men. So just to name a few boutiques, off the top of my head, there's Catwalk, which is located in Fells Point. There's Maja in Fells Point. Babe in Fells Point. There's LTD in Cross Keys. There's Chazelle in Cross Keys. There's J. Jill Boutique in Cross Keys. And there's Something Else in Mount Washington. And there's La Chic Boutique in Mount Washington. And there is Poppy and Stella, which is also in Fells Point. Fells Point has a large percentage of the boutiques that are located in Baltimore. There are some unknown boutiques around the town also, some little boutiques that have just popped up that I'm not even familiar with myself, that I'm in the process of checking out, trying to find out more about them and about their owners and what they have to offer. But I wanted to start off with some of the boutiques that we were all more familiar with. So I'm going to start off with one that everyone pretty much has heard of, Jones and Jones, which is located in Cross Keys. Jones and Jones has fashions for women of all ages, not little girls, but women of all ages. They have accessories. They have the little black dress that you're probably looking for, or even if you're not looking for one. They have evening attire. They have casual attire. They have a little bit of everything. Jones & Jones Boutique has been in Baltimore for 25 years, and it started off as a cutting-edge fashion boutique when it first started off, way back when. So it's still one of those cutting-edge fashion boutiques. And they have expertise on outfitting their customers in fashion-forward clothing and accessories. Jones & Jones is also sold not only in this boutique, it's sold in some department stores around the city and the county. And you can usually see their labels, and their clothes stand out. They're a little bit different. They're not like avant-garde or like over-the-top or anything. They're usually classical clothes, but they have good, clean lines, and they're very, they're flexible. You can pretty much wear them with a multitude of things. You can switch and swap outfits in the Jones & Jones line. And it's good quality clothing also with Jones & Jones line. And Jones & Jones, the name came about from two owners of the boutique in the beginning. One was Debbie Jones, and the other young lady was Sally Jones. They were not related, but they decided to name the boutique Jones & Jones since their last names were Jones. So that's how the store actually got its name, and they started their own clothing line. So that's how the clothes came about, from Jones & Jones Boutique. And So one young lady decided to leave the boutique. So Sally Jones is still there. Debbie Jones decided to leave, but their name still carries on the clothing, and the boutique still exists today. It carries items from many different designers also, not only Jones & Jones clothes at their store. They also do gift wrapping for gifts if you would go into the store and purchase something. They also have handbags, as I said, accessories, but handbags, jewelry, no shoes, of course, but lots of clothing and, like, pieces. They also have suits. They also have a few jackets available at Jones & Jones. So there's a variety of things that you could purchase from Jones & Jones Boutique. And I suggest you take a little visit over to Cross Keys and check out Jones & Jones Boutique. I'm sure you won't be disappointed, and you'll find something, even if it's just a scarf, a piece of jewelry, a handbag, or a top, a skirt, a pair of slacks, a jacket, sweater, something. You're bound to find something at Jones & Jones Boutique. So check out one of the boutiques there at Cross Keys. And I'm not aware of another Jones & Jones Boutique here in Baltimore. Some of the other states have more than one, but as far as I know, we only have that one, which makes it pretty special. While I'm in the area of Cross Keys, I'd like to talk about Octavia II. Octavia II has been around since 1965. It's a family-owned business, and Octavia II has been dressing women in Baltimore since that time in fashions that are sophisticated and distinguished. It's now being run by someone by the name of Betsy Wendell. She's actually the granddaughter of the original boutique owner. And originally it was just called Octavia, and now it's being called Octavia II because of this being the granddaughter running the store now. So she changed the name. It has earned a great reputation. Octavia has been mentioned in Harper's Bazaar and sometimes in Vogue magazine, and it's a go-to stop for women with impeccable taste. That's what they say. And it has top-notch service. So you want to be treated special. That's a boutique that you can go to and be treated very special. And it's been said that Miss Bessie Wendell has a great eye for fashion, and she's a strong advocate for Baltimore's local fashion retail community. So I would suggest checking out Octavia II. This is a store that I also need to check out. I've only been in it once. I haven't really explored it a lot. So there's not a lot that I can tell you about it. I know it carries some of the best designers. I can say that. And it has, like, customers who rant and rave about it. And so I would say check out Octavia II. And I'll check it out, too, and see what I find in Octavia II. Yes, I haven't really checked out that particular boutique as of yet, only once, and I briefly checked it out. I didn't, like, really spend a lot of time in there shopping, so I really don't know what all there is in Octavia II. I'm sure I've missed a few things while I was there. And I find it interesting that it's been around for as long as it's been around, that it's a family-owned business. That means that it must be doing something right, since it's been around since 1965. To me, that's a long time. Since I was born in 1962, that seems like a long time ago. So I feel like they must be doing something right. They're still in business, and they're still here. There's been so many stores that have come and gone and closed up in Baltimore. So that means something is going on right in Octavia II. So the question was asked Octavia. I do know, because I was there when this question was asked, who would she pick as a style icon if she had to pick a star? Well, she said she would not kiss and tell, more or less, so she would not pick a style icon. So she would someday write a book, so be on the lookout for her book, and it'll be called Octavia II, and she'll talk more about what style icon she would love to dress and she feels like would love her store in her book. I just thought I'd throw that out there. She didn't give me total details on when this book will come about, but it is in the making, so it will be about in the near future. And Octavia II, if you're unaware, is located at 94 Village Square at the Village of Cross Keys. And you can locate Octavia II also on Facebook, or you can call them at 410-323-3066. So check out that boutique and see what it's all about. And I may have something wonderful to say about it in the near future, because I'm going to check it out too. Now I'm going to move on to another boutique. That's for the little ones. It's a boutique for little girls and little boys, which I find very interesting because there's not many boutiques in Baltimore for little people either. But there is a boutique called the Pied Piper, which is a go-to shop for classic, well-made clothing and accessories for little girls and little boys and even infants. It has layettes for little girls, party dresses for little girls, and party blazers for little boys. And Pied Piper carries some of the best and the cutest brands and styles that are out there for your children today. This store is run by Cookie Snyder. She is the daughter of the founder, who was Catherine DeVicentis. The Pied Piper has also been in Baltimore since 1965, so it has also been around for a very long time, and it must be doing something perfectly good or right for the children in Baltimore and children outside of Baltimore, because you don't have to live in Baltimore to shop at the Pied Piper. The Pied Piper offers, as I said, layettes, blazers, party dresses. It actually has blanket sets. It has toys. It has a little bit of everything for your kids. It has a pewter teddy bear and buttons on the teddy bear. It has all kinds of new and different little things for kids. It has there's chunky knit roll sweaters. There's initial knitted sweaters. There's letter sweaters for your kids. And they come in great colors, and they do a contrasting color for the first letter of the child's name. And it looks really great. And it's a great place to go for holiday shopping and gifts. If you're looking for a gift for a kid, it's a great place to go. The Pied Piper also has old-fashioned block sets, scooter cars, fire trucks, and a bunch of retro toys that grandparents like to purchase for their children. And it has also plaids and embroidered dresses and embroidered pants and plaid pants for the boys. It has smock dresses for girls. It has a lot of classic and timeless outfits. So it's a wonderful place to shop for your little one, because you can get some of everything. You can get some modern clothing for your little one, or you can get some classic clothing for your little one. Pied Piper also keeps up with all of the trends, the fall, the winter, the spring, the summer trends. And they recently introduced little footwear. They have little cap-toe shoes. They have sparkly gold and pink shoes for the holidays. They have ballet flats for the little people. And they have some shoes for the boys also. And also. So there's a lot that the Pied Piper has to offer. So, let's see. Hello, caller. Okay, I thought I had a caller. I guess I don't. Okay. Anyway, going back to Pied Piper. Pied Piper has, they have babies sizes up through girl sizes 7, and they have bigger girl sizes. They have contemporary clothing also, if I didn't mention that, for people who are looking for contemporary outfits for their kids. It's just a wonderful place. Oh, and I have to mention this. This is a great gift that I found out that Pied Piper offers. They have PJs, and the line is called Books to Bed. the PJs come in prints with a matching storybook, a beautifully leather-bound book. And it comes in Babar, the story about Babar the Bear, Curious George, Fancy Nancy, Pinkalicious, and the 12 Days of Christmas. And the prints on the pajamas match the print on the book. So that's like a great gift to give a little one. It's really cool. So I think if you have little people, you should check out Pied Piper and see what you find. I'm not sure about the prices, so I can't honestly tell you whether they're pricey or reasonable, but I think it's a great store. If I had children, I would check it out. And I may check it out anyway as a gift place for some people that I know who have children. So moving on to some of the other boutiques that I wanted to talk about today. There is also, I'm just going to mention this briefly, there's a Village Square Cafe that does home cooking. If you don't want to cook, you can go there and buy your food from the Village Square Cafe, which is also in Cross Keys. They have a variety of different things on their menu, and it's really good. So you might want to check out the Village Square Cafe and see what they have to offer as far as food is concerned, because there's a lot of food in there. Now, moving on to my other boutiques that I wanted to talk about. There are, let's see, in Baltimore, there's boutiques for your personal style, boutiques that will satisfy anybody's taste, extravagant or non-extravagant. There's boutiques that will help you impress people. There will boutiques that will help you with trying to be successful. As far as clothing is concerned, clothing gives off a message. And so I tried to pick some of the best boutiques that I could think of in Baltimore, some of the ones that I have used currently. And so moving on to the next boutique. Next boutique that I am going to talk about is the boutique. I'm sorry, I'm having some difficulties here. I'm going to talk about the boutique Rushaw. Rushaw is also in Cross Keys, and Rushaw has been there for a very long time. Probably, I want to say, since before 65, actually. She's been there a long time. The clothing in Rushaw's boutique is... how do I want to put it? It's very classic and very, it's business attire, and then it can be non-business attire also at Rushaw's Boutique. Rushaw Boutique has a mission, and it combines form and function with fashion, and it's been in business actually for over 30 years, and it has luxury, it's been said to have luxury fashions. That's what it's been saying. It's also been featured in Harper's Bazaar as a destination to stand out. So, Rushaw's Boutique. I have actually been in Rushaw's Boutique once, and I like the boutique a lot. I like the clothing that I saw, but it was a bit pricey for me, so I could not purchase at Rushaw's Boutique. But if you have the money, or if you want to buy yourself something special and you're willing to spend that extra money, Rushaw's Boutique is the place to go to buy something unique, something that stands out. And it has a comfortable atmosphere in the store and is very pleasurable. And you'll find shopping there kind of exciting if you can afford to purchase at Rushaw's. And you get, how can I say, impeccably... Great treatment at Rushaw's Boutique. It's one of the upscale boutiques, and they carry some of these designer brands. I can't name them all, but they carry Alexander Wang. They carry Blue Marine. They carry Helmut Lang, Max Mara, Peter Pilato, and also, I said Alexander Wang, but they carry Tea by Alexander Wang. Philip Lim, who I love, he's a great designer. They carry Zoe Chico. They also carry, let's see, Cedric Chatelier. They carry Jill Sander, Veronica Beard. God, there's so many, I can't name them all. They carry Etro, J Brand, Rag and Bone. There's just so many you'll find at Ruth Shaw's Boutique. So please feel free to check out Ruth Shaw's Boutique at Cross Keys. And I'm sorry I don't have an address, but it's there in Cross Keys. If you get to Cross Keys, you're bound to find Ruth Shaw's Boutique. It is definitely there. Moving on to another boutique, Cupcake Boutique, which is located in Hamden. And it's been there for 9 years. And also, it's in Fells Point and at the Green Spring Station. It carries feminine contemporary accessories and clothing, like belts, jewelry, scarves, dresses for every occasion. And it has added a few designer jeans, such as J Brand and Fidelity, to their store. It's also added a couple others. Madison Markets, I've never heard of, but they added him, Black Halo, Lola, and Sophie. Anyway, Cupcake Boutique is located at 2360 West Joppa Road in Lutherville, and the phone number is 410-337-5255. I honestly have only seen Cupcake Boutique. I have never visited Cupcake Boutique, so I don't know a whole lot about Cupcake Boutique, but I hear it's a nice place, so maybe one day I'll pop in and visit it myself. Moving on to a boutique that has just been located at Harvey East, which is Fells Point, basically. Free People. Free People is a wonderful place to shop. I can say that because I have shopped at Free People. Free People has unique and eclectic style of clothing. It also has that sweet girly thing going on too, so you can find some raw edge clothing, or if you're goth, you could probably find something in Free People. If you want the girly thing going on, Free People also has the girly thing going on. It also has just a womanly, average, everyday thing going on. Free People has a little bit of everything. And it's being called the Trendy Boho Store. But I don't think it's all boho. I think it has a little bit of everything. There's actually a Free People in Towson Town Mall. And there's a Free People at 1001 Alisana Street. And it is 410-528-5419. Check out Free People. They also have accessories. They have shoes. They have boots. They have sandals. They have a little bit of everything. They have some unique jewelry. And you can also shop Free People online if you would like, because Free People is available online. And if you purchase from Free People, I have to say myself, you probably won't see anyone else wearing your outfit from Free People, because not many people, I don't think, know about Free People. And the people who do know about Free People, some of them think it's expensive. It is a bit pricey, but I think the clothing is worth it because you have a unique piece of clothing from sometimes a local designer, sometimes a known designer. But it's not even about the design. It's about the unique piece of clothing that you have, and no one else will be walking around with it, so you won't look like a mass-produced fashion person. You will be your own unique style of person, wearing something that is so you, something that expresses you and says, this is who I am, or this is who I want to be, whatever it is you want to do. I love Free People for that because the clothing is so different, so unique, and it looks different on everyone that puts it on, so it's kind of like you put your own flair to it once you put it on, and, you know, we're all shaped different, and we're all different, so you put on a unique piece from Free People, and it has its own kind of thing going on, kind of flair thing going on with you, because it's on you, and it's hanging on you, your body, nobody else's. I really love Free People. It's one of my favorite places to shop. as you can probably tell. Okay, moving on to another one of my favorite places. It is called Maja. Maja is a boutique located on the corner of Ann and Alisana Street. Maja is in Fells Point also. It has a collection of clothing, jewelry, African artifacts, and some artifacts from other parts of the country. It has decor for the home. It has crafts made by some local craftspeople. And it has music from all over the world. So Maja is a wonderful boutique to visit. Maja actually started as a pushcart space in the harbor in 1980, and it has progressed to the boutique that it is on the corner of Ann Alisana Street in Baltimore. It has usually a fashion show every year to showcase some of the newest items that it has. And the owner and proprietor is Mary. And Mary has been around Maja since the beginning. She's one of the founding people of Maja, along with Pat. Pat is her assistant and helper, and she's been there also. She's one of the founding people also. So Maja is a very unique and exhilarating store. I like to put it that way because I love the atmosphere in Maja. It smells good. It feels good. The music is right, and it's just all good. And it has a good vibe to it because people tend to come in, and they don't want to leave. They just want to hang out in Maja. So it has that kind of vibe to it, even though it is a boutique that sells jewelry, clothing, and a multitude of other things. Mary tends to offer people tea or water, and sometimes she has appetizers. And it's just a fun, loving boutique that once you go in, you're going to want to come back again, and you're bound to see something that you want to purchase at Maja, or you just want to know some information about it if you don't want to purchase it. So I suggest checking out Maja. Maja is a wonderful boutique. As I said, it has arts, it has objects, and some of these things are the reflection of the owner's personality. She loves to meet people. She likes talking to people, and she can spend hours shopping. She likes to shop. And so she likes to see people model her clothing when they come in. And these are not actually her clothing, meaning she did not design them. They come from a multitude of designers all around the country. But she loves to see people model them once they put them on. She also has stuff from local crafts and trade shows. Mary travels to Mali annually to purchase from the artisans in Mali, and she brings back her wares to sell at Maja. And it's just a wonderful place to go and to visit. And I can't say enough about Maja. I just really love it. Also, I have to say, ladies, if you should visit Maja, you will find some unique items that no one in Baltimore, I won't say no one in the world, but no one in Baltimore will be wearing your clothing. There is no one that will be wearing them. And people will stop you in the street and ask you, where did you get that from? And when you tell them where you got it from Maja, the little boutique that's at the corner of Ann and Alisana, it is actually 1744 Alisana Street. And the phone number is 410-327-9499. And the hours of Maja is usually from Wednesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. And it's just a wonderful store. Most of the clothing is made out of natural fibers. And as I said, there's music from all over the world, handcrafted jewelry, home decor, and a little bit Africa going on also in there. So check out Maja. It's one of my favorite boutiques. All right, I'm going to move on to another boutique, going back to Cross Keys. It's called Chezelle. I had to talk about Chezelle because Baltimore has a plethora of plus-size women, and Chezelle is a boutique that features clothing for the plus-size woman from sizes 14 to 24. They also have accessories such as jewelry, handbags, and a multitude of gift items. And they carry really gorgeous clothing for the plus-size woman. And Chazelle has been around also for quite some time. I do know the store was around in 1992. I don't know actually when it started, but Chazelle has fair trade designers. They help the developing countries, so they pay them fair wages for their talent. So they get some of their stuff from the fair trade designers. And they have quality fashions with a humanitarian edge. I'm sorry, had trouble saying that word. Anyway, Chazelle has, it was owned by, it was started, let's just start over. It was started in 1992 by Linda and Doug Lamb. They were the original owners of the store. And now it is run by another young lady. And I actually don't, her first name is Linda. I don't have her last name, but she's running the store now over in Cross Keys, and she's a very sweet person. Anyway, you should check out Chazelle if you're a plus-size woman and get some of those gorgeous fashions, because it's hard to find fashions if you are a plus-size woman. I will talk more about Chazelle when I do an episode on clothing for the plus-size women, which will be coming up in the near future. So I'm going to move on, maybe. I'm trying to decide if I'm moving on or not. Actually, I got a few more words to say about Chazelle. The question was asked to all of the store owners, the same question, or store proprietors, I should say, who would be their style icon. And for Free People and Maja, I did not get an answer for that. I think they feel like anyone can shop in their store. They don't really have a style icon. So it's kind of a free fall for everyone. And I would understand why for those two boutiques. But in Chazelle, she said Oprah Winfrey, Queen Latifah, and Melissa McCarthy. Those would be her style icon people that she would dress if she had the opportunity to dress them. So I just thought I would throw that out there about Chazelle. That means that she has great taste, and she can dress some of the best of them if she's willing to dress Oprah, Queen Latifah, and Melissa McCarthy. I think that's a wonderful thing. So they have a large stock of jewelry, as I said before. They have handbags, and they have a variety of different shapes and colors to enhance your look. So check them out and see what they have to offer for you. Check out Chazelle in Cross Keys. It's one of those wonderful places that you probably would enjoy if you go there. Okay, I'm going to move on in a different direction. In different direction meaning there is I tried to find boutiques for men. There were a few boutiques that offered men and women clothing, but there weren't a lot of boutiques that were just for men. So I had to feature Different Regard. Different Regard is actually a boutique for men only. It is located in Mount Vernon at 841 North Howard Street. Different Regard has one-of-a-kind menswear. They also offer custom tailoring. The garments in Different Regard are said not to shrink, and the colors don't fade. It's a unique place with a different regard for the men's new fashionable look. It offers traditional as well as conservative clothing, and it's not a cheap store. It's kind of pricey, but you get real and personable attention in a different regard. The guys who own a different regard are very special, and they take much care in making sure you look your best if you step into a different regard. Guys, they will not let you leave out of there without looking like you stepped off of a magazine, maybe a GQ magazine, Vogue magazine, Harper's Bazaar, one of those magazines. They will not let you leave not looking like you're supposed to leave. They have a great eye for fashion, and they know how to put it all together and make you look successful, sporty, classically, just make you look good, make you feel good, make you want to come back again. This boutique is in the heart of downtown Baltimore. As I said, Mount Vernon. It's also located across from Midtown, which is Maryland General, that most of us know. So it's a place for doctors to go and purchase outfits, ties, accessories such as hats and, let's see, pin clips, cufflinks. And just they also offer sunglasses. Almost forgot about their sunglasses. They offer a variety of different things for the man. They don't carry shoes, but there's lots of clothing and lots of accessories to go with those clothes at a different regard. And I have actually been in this boutique more than once, and I know one of the young men that is the owner of A Different Regard. He's a very sweet young man, and he really looks good himself all of the time, so I know that he would make sure that you guys look good. So that was one of the boutiques that I found that offered men's clothing. That was like the big one, because the rest of them, there were boutiques that offered men and women's clothing, like Tom Jones Company, which is located at 1777 Ricestown Road, Suite 153 in Pikesville. The phone number is 410-580-2022. There is also a website, which is www.tomjames.com. So you can check out Tom James. Tom James Company prides itself on being the world's largest manufacturer and retailer of custom clothing. They have professional tailors who will come directly to your home or to your office for wardrobe and style consultations. They offer a large variety of professional clothing for both men and women. But I wanted to focus on men because there wasn't a lot to offer the men. But women, you can also have this service too. They do dress shirts. I'm sorry, my tongue is acting up today. But they do dress shirts. They do business suits, sportswear, outerwear. And they provide services all over the world. So you should actually check out their website and see what they have to offer you. I'm considering checking out Tom James Company myself, because there's a few things that I'd like to have made for myself. And so I'm considering checking them out to see what they can offer me. So, as I said, Tom James Company, 1777 Ricestown Road in Baltimore, Suite 153, Pikesville, Maryland, 410-580-2022. And website is www.tomjames.com. So I suggest you check out that one. And we are going to take a little break, and we will be right back after this message.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal. Week off, right? With the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an. And Pastor Cook, as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total Empowerment, with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own sacred masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
Okay, welcome back. Moving on to the next boutique. It's called Ellie Boutique. Ellie Boutique is a boutique if you're looking to unleash your wild side. Then you need to look no further than to look at Ellie Boutique. It's a creative shop where women can find sophisticated designs ranging in a variety of different styles, from cocktail dresses to skirts. And there's a large variety of everyday apparel, accessories, and jewelry. And the largest of the product line that Ellie Boutique carries is from Mark by Marc Jacobs. They carry True Religion. I told you my tongue is acting up. True Religion. Citizen of Humanity. And they carry UGG. And they carry a lot of others also. So you can actually check out their website, too. They are located at 7701 Bologna Avenue. That's Baltimore, Maryland. The phone number is 410-823-8544, and it's called Ellie Boutique. And the website is www.ellie, which is spelled E-L-L-I-E, boutique.com. So check out Ellie Boutique. I actually have never checked out Ellie Boutique, so I have to check out Ellie Boutique myself because I have a wild side also. So, and I love Mark by Marc Jacobs. His stuff is really cool. True Religion, I think the jeans are nice, but they're a bit pricey. That's just my opinion on True Religion jeans. I think you can get the same jeans without buying True Religion jeans. But if you're really into name brands, True Religion jeans are very, very nice. So at any rate, check out Ellie Boutique, and I will check it out too and see what's going on there. Moving on to downtown Baltimore on Charles Street, 2442 North Charles Street, is Sankofa African Bazaar. And I have spent some time in Sankofa African Bazaar. It is a really unique store with a lot of African history, and stories can be told to you if you go and visit Sankofa about a lot of what's going on in the store. Like, you can learn stuff about the masks that are located in Sankofa Boutique. You can learn stuff about the African statues, what tribe they came from, what year they came about, and all of that. And if you're like me, I have a connection with some of the African masks, and we had a discussion about maybe my ancestors came from the tribe of those African masks, since I seem to be attracted to certain African masks. And I like some of the statues that were in a Sankofa store. Sankofa is a very unique store. It's in the heart of Baltimore, and it provides a different perspective into the African culture through accessories and jewelry. It also sells music, which is very nice. A lot of the music is very different, but it's very nice. The store features elegant, sophisticated, and casual fashions, as well as traditional and contemporary jewelry and accessories and wood crafts, all from West Africa. And so you can discover a new universe online on their website. And Sankofa is located at 2442 North Charles Street. It's in Baltimore, Maryland. The phone number is 410-366-0886. And the website is www.sankofaafricanbazaar.com. And that's S-A-N-K-O-F-A, African, A-F-R-I-C-A-N, Bazaar, B-A-Z-A-A-R.com. I suggest you check out Sankofa African Bazaar. It's a wonderful little boutique, and there's something in there for everyone. I truly believe that. I just really love Sankofa. And I was told by the owner that she will eventually shut Sankofa African Bazaar down, but she is making preparations to go back home, so eventually she will do that. So no one knows what day that will be or when that will come about, but if you're going to check out Sankofa, I suggest that you do it soon, because we don't know when she's going to suddenly shut her doors and head back home to West Africa, because she's feeling the need to go home now. She wants to be home. She has adult children which live here in the States. They will remain in the States, but no one wants to keep the store open. So she and her husband will sell until they have sold enough, and then they will be moving back to West Africa. So check out Sankofa African Bazaar while it's still here in Baltimore, making those of us who know about it happy. There's also shea butters and shea creams and lotions at Sankofa African Bazaar. There is incense and a multitude of jewelry. There's sage sticks. I'm trying to think, what else is there? There's all kinds of stuff. There's maracas. There's statues, wooden statues, metal statues. There are all kinds of African masks from many different tribes. There are clothing for the men to dress up in African attire, as well as women to dress up in African attire. There is casual African attire also for the men, man and the woman. Sankofa just has a plethora of things from Africa, so it's just really a wonderful store, and there's so much in this bazaar of a boutique. So I can't even go into what all is in there. I just suggest you go and you visit Sankofa while it is still open and thriving. And I guarantee you will find something. And listen to some of the music in Sankofa. And the owner's husband is a wealth of walking information. He knows the history of many of the items in Sankofa, and he knows a lot of the history of Africa, which I found to be very interesting. He could just spot out this information off the top of his head. It's like, you know, almost like he was born there, and he really was not born there, but he seems to know a lot about the statues, a lot about the mask and the clothing, and he just... he's a wealth of information walking around, so he can give you, like, some history on a lot of the African stuff that is being sold in Sankofa African Bazaar. So check it out. It's a nice place, really, really nice. Moving on to another boutique. It is actually a vintage boutique, and it is called Blue Vintage. Blue Vintage opened its doors in Baltimore for fashion lovers in the spring of 2002, and it's been thriving ever since. It has a lot of local stuff from local people, and it has a diverse clothing line and accessories for women. And Blue Vintage believes that style knows your body. That's what the owner says about style. So, the owner feels like, therefore, the store offers a great variety of vintage products, which are there to help you look your best and feel your best. So you can check out Blue Vintage. It also has a website. The website is www.shopbluevintage.com. And Blue Vintage is located in Hamden, I do believe. I think I have that correct. I'm not quite sure. I have never been to Blue Vintage at all. I talked to the owner, and I didn't ask a lot of questions, I'm sorry, over the phone. And I plan to check out the website because I like some vintage items myself. Some things that are vintage are really cool, and it's nice to be able to obtain them since they were items from the past, whether it be clothing or furniture or whatever, but some of the items are really cool. So, as I said, check out Blue Vintage's website, www.shopblue, and they spell it not like the color blue, but B-L-U, bluevintage.com. So, I'm going to check out that website also and see what it's all about because I have not done so. So I want to move on and talk briefly about what Baltimore is missing in boutiques. Baltimore is missing, as we have just found out from my small little discussion, we don't have many boutiques for children. Boutiques for children would be wonderful, and I'm sure they would be welcome because there are so many kids in Baltimore, and kids grow really fast, and they need lots of clothing. So boutiques and kids today have their own opinions, their own attitudes, their own style. So boutiques for children would be welcome in Baltimore, and that's what we need more of. We also need more of boutiques for men. And guys, we need you to shop at these boutiques if they should come about in Baltimore. Don't just, like, hope for some male boutiques to come about and don't shop at the boutiques. Please check out the boutiques and buy one piece if you can't buy a whole suit. And, you know, support your brothers who are trying to open up these boutiques. Because male boutiques are needed in Baltimore badly. There's not a plethora of male boutiques in Baltimore. And there are men in Baltimore who really like to look good and some men who need business attire or just that's what they want to look like. They want to look like they're in business or they just feel good in suits or they feel good in dress attire or even casual attire, sportswear. So we need more male boutiques in Baltimore because Baltimore is missing male boutiques that can offer the man that special feeling and help him to look good and step out of the boutique with a whole new attitude. Those are some of the things that are missing in Baltimore's boutiques. I did not touch on shoe stores, which there are some shoe boutiques in Baltimore. We also need shoe boutiques for children and shoe boutiques for men. Those are missing in Baltimore. There are a variety of shoe boutiques for women here in Baltimore, but of course we left the women and we left the children out of the shoe boutiques in Baltimore. So we do need shoe boutiques here in Baltimore. And I also wanted to mention that this is now August. Today is August 1st. So this is the month of Baltimore Fashion Week. And Baltimore Fashion Week is going to be held at the War Memorial Building downtown, which is on Gay Street. And tickets can be purchased at the door for Baltimore Fashion Week, or they can be purchased online at BaltimoreFashionWeek.com. And it starts actually August 11th through the 16th. And the fashion shows are actually, I'm going to count backwards, they are August 16th, 15th, and 14th. The other part of Fashion Week is a variety of different things that are being offered by the Baltimore Fashion Umbrella for Fashion Week that you can participate in and you can attend. They each have a fee to them, which is not a whole lot, maybe like $20, $30 to attend the Fashion Week events. The fashion show is myself, tickets are like $69.50 and I think maybe $70. I was trying to pull up my information that I have stored into my phone, but my phone is having some issues, so I can't pull up my info. So I will mention Baltimore Fashion Week again on the next show, but you can also check it out at the website, BaltimoreFashionWeek.com. And if you just pull that up, you'll get information about Baltimore Fashion Week and all of the events that are taking place from August the 11th through the 16th. And I do know that if you purchase tickets online for Baltimore Fashion Week and you purchase front row seats, you do get a gift bag. What is in the gift bag? I have no idea. I don't know what's in the gift bag. I have attended Baltimore Fashion Week's fashion shows for the previous years. This is the 8th year of Baltimore Fashion Week, and this was started by a young lady by the name of Sharon Nixon. And you can look up Miss Sharon Nixon online, too, and find out some information about her. Baltimore Fashion Week's fashion show and fashion events, the money that is obtained from these events and from the fashion show, go towards a scholarship for one young lucky person who is going to be going off to college to pursue a career in fashion. So the money is not wasted or just like put in Miss Sharon Nixon's pocket. She does not get any of it. The money goes towards the scholarship for one lucky person, because young people are encouraged to enter a contest for the scholarship. And if you have a young student who is in college or who will be going to college and would like to pursue fashion, have them check out the Fashion Umbrella and look up Baltimore Fashion Week, and it also gives you information about entering the contest for the scholarship. Maybe not for this year, because this year's scholarship will be given out the week of Baltimore Fashion Week, but for next year's scholarship, there's always hope, okay? So the money is given to one student to help pay their tuition and help them pursue their career in fashion. So that's what the Fashion Umbrella Organization is about. It's about empowering young people to follow in the arts and to do something great and wonderful in the arts. And I think that's a great thing, since I wanted to be a fashion designer in my day, but there was nothing like this when I was going to school, and there wasn't a lot known about fashion here in Baltimore. So I feel like Baltimore has been put on the map when it comes to fashion by Sharon Nixon with Baltimore Fashion Week. And it is a wonderful fashion show, I have to say. It started out being a little unorganized, as anything starts out, but it has evolved into this wonderful fashion show that's just like Fashion Week in New York. You sit on the front row, so you're right there at the runway. You see the fashions come down. There are photographers. There is magazine people. There's television people. So you get to take your own pictures, and it's just kind of exciting to see all the fashions. And the fashions are done very professionally, and you get to meet the designers and talk to them. And there's usually a little soiree after the fashion show for people who paid the big bucks for the front row seats and get their little gift bags and all of that. So it's a cool and exciting evening. And actually, there's three cool and exciting evenings for Baltimore Fashion Week. So check it out. I hope you have enjoyed my show this evening. It has been all about Baltimore boutiques. And Baltimore has so many boutiques. I couldn't possibly have talked about all of them or named them all. I just touched on a few of my favorites and a few that I was curious about myself. So I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you'll check out some of the boutiques and see what is going on with those boutiques here in Baltimore. And hopefully in the near future there will be some new boutiques popping up for men and for children, because those are so much needed. Who knows, I may even open up a boutique here in Baltimore. You never know what's going to happen. So until next week, stay stylish.
Yeah, they want to know who's that girl. Who's that girl?
fell. Look into my eyes, think I want you, can't tell. Me, I keep it sexy, daddy, so I can't fail. Keep it gangster for the cowards, so I give them hell. Call me misfit, lipstick, a gang of trash. Rip this now, cause I'm...